Yutes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. And there, that Pasuk in Vayikra discusses two Isurim. One Isur is with regard to removing the hair on one's head. Meaning, if you remove too much, meaning which one? The Peos. Okay, there's a prohibition against removing the Peos. And there's a second Isur against removing the facial hair in an improper way. So I'm going to read the Pasukim that talk about this. Basically, the Pasuk, with regard to Peos, it says, Lo sakifu ha'as roshchem. Don't round off the corners of your head. Okay, and the corners here mean the Peos. We're going to have a whole shiur. The next shiur after shavers is I'm going to discuss Peos. Okay, how long your Peos have to be. So we'll have a whole discussion about that. Yes, Vayikra Yutes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, and it says, Lo sakifu ha'as roshchem. Okay? Now, the second aspect of the pasuk, the second phrase in the pasuk, is "Velo sashchis es paas zikonecha." Don't destroy the corner of your beard. Okay, it's an interesting phrase. Don't destroy. "Lo tashchis es paas zikonecha." Don't destroy the corner of your beard. Now, there's another pasuk with regard to kohanim. Kohanim also are charged explicitly in this issue. It's in Vayikra. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Hey. There it says, with regard to the Kohanim, Upaas Zikonam, the corners of their beard, instead of saying Lo Tashkis, instead of saying don't destroy it, it says, Upaas Zikonam, Lo Yigalechu. It should not be cut. Okay? That's what we have. Now, there's an interesting question that's raised. I mean, these are terms that I just quoted to you about not removing Peos and not cutting improperly the corners of one's beard, is that only with regard to men? Are only men obligated in this thing? What about women? Let's say a woman has a beard. Does she have an issur of removing her beard with a towel, let's say? So the Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, says very clearly that women are mufka legami. They're not at all obligated in these isurim. If they want to remove their peos, they want to shave their beard with a tar. Why? How do they know this? So it's an interesting limud. It's a Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara says, here's the following drasha. Umanolon delo isnu b'hashchosa. How do we know that women are not obligated in the isur of destroying the beard? Iba yisema. So the Gemara is going to have two reasons. Iba yisema svara. What's the svara?
Logic.
Yeah, I'm saying, but what's the svara? Zaha lo islahu zakan. Because women typically don't have beards, so mistama, the Torah is not talking to them about this. The iba yisema kra. Another way to look at it is that it's a drasha from pasuk. Diomar kro, lo sakifu paas roshchem, velo sashchis es paas zikonecho. Right? It says, don't round off the corner of your heads, and don't destroy the corner of your beard. See a problem? Is there a change?
Say that again.
Peo is addressed to the plural, numerous people in the
right. Exactly. Okay. With regard to removing peos, it's loshen rabim. It says lo sakifu pas roshchem to the plural, as you said, but lo tashkes es pas zikonecha in the singular with regard to shaving. So the Gemara says midishani kra b'dibure, inasmuch as the pasuk altered its phraseology, meaning going from loshen rabim to loshen yochid, dimkein. Nichtav Rachmona, pas ziknechem. It should have said in the plural also, don't cut and destroy the corners of your beards. My zikonecha. Why does it say zikonecha? To teach us zikonecha v'lo zikanishtecha. Your beard, but not your wife's beard. So that's the drasha. So one way or another, ibai seima svara, ibai seima kra. Women are exempt from this, and that's how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch says this as well in Yordea, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, that this din of peos, of not rounding off your peos and not destroying the beard, is only a din on men. It's not an isser on women. Yeah.
Why
But I've heard that there's a hekesh or something that connects that just the ones who are not, who don't have to, who are exempt from the beer thing are also exempt from the payas thing.
Yeah, right, correct. So we're going to get, when we talk about payas, we're going to talk about that, yeah.
But what then, I mean, I'm only bringing it tangentially to point out it's very circular, meaning to learn from that.
But once we establish that, we have an unknown and we have a known, right? And they're together in the pasuk, so we make a hekesh.
If we're saying the stam is like the payas one, and the payas one stam seems to be like the kadecha, the implies plural, which might imply both genders. Then the fact that it then made it more specific in the second clause shows that it's only men for the second clause. But if really the status quo of the first clause established ends up being only men also, then you can't learn from the specification of the second clause.
So clearly not. In other words, that's...
It's circular.
I understand what you're saying, but no, the point is that the first case of Baal Takif was considered unknown. It was not considered clear. It's considered vague.
So then how could... I just don't understand how, in comparison to the first case, you could see the second case as a miyut. If the first case is unknown.
There's a special... In other words, it's unclear, then it is clear. Right?
How is it clear in the second case?
No, there's a drasha.
Okay, the
drasha. Right? It goes from plural to singular. So, right?
But exactly. But because in comparison to the plural, singular is singular. But really, the plural is a singular as well.
I did, but it's still unclear. It's still unclear whether the first part is referring to men and women or not. We'll talk about it afterwards because I don't want to get hung up on this. Okay. So we talked about.
Wouldn't you. By logic, say, by logic, if the plural is singular, why can't male apply to women and men?
So, okay, would you mind terribly, because we're really caught for time. We'll move ahead. I'm willing to, afterwards, we'll talk about this topic. We'll wait afterwards. So, that's one issue. The question is, are men and women obligated? We said only men. The second question is, what is the zone? What is the area of the hashkasa? What is the area of the face that we're talking about over here? So there is a Mishnah in Makos, Daf Tov Amud Aleph, that says that there are five points, there are five corners of the face that are prohibited to be shaved. It doesn't really help because it doesn't tell us what they are. It doesn't say. So the Gemara in Makos, Daf Tov Aleph Amud Aleph, says it's the five joints. Okay, it's the bein pirkei dikna, between the joints of the zakan. Does that help us? Not tremendously, because there's a tremendous machlokas rishonim. It's at least a three way debate in rishonim. What are these five joints? Is it up here and down here and under here, or is it over here? There are various opinions. So I want to read you what the Shulchan Aruch says l'maisa because of this. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Yoredeya, Simen, Kuf, Pei, Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Peos hazakan, Heim Chamesh. V'rabu behem adeos. The corners are five, there are five corners. And there are many different deos, what they are. Lefikach, Yerushimayim Yotze es Kulam, V'lo Yavir Tar al Kol Zikno Klal. Because it's not clear, so the proper thing is that you shouldn't use a razor on any part of the beard. And then it's brought down over here, another day of Afilu Tachas HaGoron. It's possibly the Ramah writing this, it's not really clear, but it's another Rishon quoted, it's the Smag of the Reed, but even underneath the Goron, okay, the throat area. Now, what does that mean? I once spoke to Rav Lichtenstein about it, and he said that, in his opinion, that means over here, you can't, you know, under this section over here, you can't apply a blade over here. But what about the neck area? What about that? He said that's okay, but you have to be careful. Okay, you can't get too close, so high up that it's now considered underneath. You know exactly where's that corner. You have to be a little careful. But he said that if it's really just the neck area, it's fine. And if you ever taken a haircut and a barber, you know, all of a sudden wants to take a razor on the back of your neck, he wants to know, is that okay? You know, it is okay. That's fine. Okay, that's fine. I don't know if you want to expose your neck to a blade, you know, but Yeah.
I was curious, like, is why, like, it seems odd that in most cases, like, we have machlokas, you make a psak in one way. Why is it that in this case that, like, even, and we say that even if it's, like, it's not what Hashem intended, like, with the whole case of the Baskel, that, like, once the Rabbanim are mitzakeh something, that becomes a halacha. So why is it that we're like, so hesitant to make a psak that, like, oh, no, really, it's these two, this one, and that one, or something like that?
No, it's a real suffix. It's a real suffix. As you see, you know, sometimes we have a hachra, sometimes there's a leaning in one direction, but here there's really, it's all totally up in the air.
Okay.
So Sofi Daraisa. Yeah.
Where does the neck end, sort of, behind the face?
Behind the, yeah, over here, it's a good question, yeah. You know, if it's clearly the neck, you know, if you're staying away from corners, where it meets, you're probably okay. Yeah.
On the face itself, the front of the face, which parts of the face are considered beard, and which ones are considered, like, eyebrows or like part of your hair itself, etc. I mean, like, aren't eyebrows part of your beard?
No.
So what's
no,
the definition?
The beard. Five corners, you know, up here, down.
For whatever, if you want to, for whatever reason, do you shave the top of your head with a razor?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just the top.
That's wicked.
Like crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So now, the key question is, I really feel bad. We have like 7 minutes or so. What implements are prohibited for shaving the beard? For these 5 points, you know, basically the hair on the face. What implements are prohibited? So the Sifra, which is one of the Medrashei Halacha, I'm sure you're aware that Chazal wrote Mishnah, right, Gemara. But they also wrote a halachic commentary right on Chumash, which is called Midrashei Halacha. The Midrashei Agada, right, is the narrative portion of the Torah, and Chazal wrote a commentary on that too. What's that called? On the narrative? Midrash Rabbah. Let's say Midrash Rabbah. Right? But Midrash Halacha is the Sifrei, the Sifra, the Mechilta. So if you look in the Sifra, this is on Vayikra, Perichaf Aleph. So the Sifra points out, he says, remember, we quoted two psukim with regard to cutting the hair on one's face. One pasuk was lo tashchis, and the other was lo yigalechu. Okay, don't destroy, and the other is don't cut. So the Sifra has a drasha that basically the iser is only when you have something that does giluach shiyesh po hashchoso. It has to be a cutting that also destroys. That's Sheesh the only what? Time. That's the only time there's an issur. Hashchoso, hashchata. Okay, it has to satisfy both. Giluach sheyesh bo hashchata. If it's giluach she'ein bo hashchata, if it's cutting without destroying, it's mutter. Or if it's the other way around, if it's hashchoso, okay, b'li giluach, it's also fine. You need boot. You need giluach sheyesh bo hashchos. That's what the sifra says.
But they're two different prohibitions, right? Each of them is from pasuk.
Yeah, but in the end, the sifra says both. The reason why it said both, you know, one was said in one pasuk, the other, to teach us that the only way it's also when both are true. Okay. And so let's just take a few cases. So the sifra asks, what is the case, let's say, of giluach she'ein bo hashchosa? What's such a case where you're cutting but there's no destruction? So the Sifra says it's the case of misparayim, of using scissors. You're cutting, but you're not destroying the beard. You can still see the bristles. You can still see a remnant of the bristles. There's another case that's brought down. It's called malakeit and rahitni. They are considered hashchosa she'ein bo giluach. They're the opposite case. Now, what's a malakeit and a rahitni? So let's take a malakeit. Malakeit are tweezers. If a person would go and pull out the hair on their beard, okay, what would you call that? A destruction of the hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Are you cutting it?
Nope.
No. Okay. That's a malakeit. The rahitni is a really weird instrument.
It's like a carpenter's.
Yeah, rahitni was something that, according to some Rishonim, people would sharpen their swords on. So if you took that and dragged it across your face, you'd probably take off like most of your face. That wouldn't be really technically cutting the hair. Right? Yeah. That's with chemicals you're talking about. Right, chemicals. So Bisman has it. So what they have now today, right? They have. Well, we're not sure it's singeing your face, right? On a. Today they have chemicals that people use. That Yeshiva Bachum used to walk around. You could tell when they just use the chemical. You know why? Yeah, they would blow it. They're just all pink and everything. Because they put it all over their face. It burns off the hair on the face. So it's destruction, but it's embo, it's clearly embo gilua. So those cases, according to Zifra, are totally fine. Those cases are mutter. Now, so what is the case of giluach sheyesh bo hashkasa? What is both? So the Sifra and the Mishnah in Makos, the Mishnah in Makos Chofim and Aleph, says that a tar, a razor, okay, a blade, that is a case of cutting of giluach sheyesh bo hashkasa. Why? Because what does a blade do? It's cutting. But what else is it doing? Well, it's not ripping it out, but it cuts it so close. It's such a it's a close shave that you no longer see the hair, the bristle. No, you can't see it. What? Yeah, it's still there. But so the definition of hashkasa is not that you're ripping it out, but the point is that it's cut so low. In terms of when looking at the face, it seems like it's gone.
Where do you get that shear from? Where
do you get the shear? I'm going to talk about it in a moment. Okay, but that's with the pashtus of it, but the Rishonim will talk about it in a second. Now, here's the question. We'll have to end with this. So we'll leave a little drama. When the Mishnah in Makos said a tar, a blade is what's also. And the Sifra said this, a blade. So let me ask you something. Did they mean dafka the blade? And if it's not a blade, it's mutter? Or did they mean that anything that's giluach sheyesh bo hashkasa, if it's cutting and in the end you don't see the bristle, then it's also. Lamai nafka mina?
Electric shavers.
Okay? There are electric shavers. I think Norelco used to have a commercial, maybe they still do. But they say that they boast that if our shaver, if our Norelco shaver, the lifting cut, if it cuts like a blade, return it. In other words, they're boasting what?
Better.
It's better. It's even better than the blade. Okay, it cuts even deeper, and you don't see the hair is almost gone.
They still have such a guarantee that it's not
going to be. Right? Yeah, they still say it. Okay, so where does that leave us? We'll stop here. Next week, Biz Hashem. Erev Tov. Also, Rabotai, I'm sorry. The guys were my Gemara shear. If you could just quickly stay just for 2 minutes, I have a quick question to ask you guys.
Do I need to leave right now?
Huh?
Do I need to leave?
No, you
can
stay.
Do you get a finishing or get a haircut between, like, after it's supposed to get to peace out?
I don't know. I think it's a good job.
What?